This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Both Delta Airlines and Boeing report quarterly profits tomorrow. You would naturally expect the giant company that buys planes would have a pretty good relationship with a giant company that makes planes. And the two have indeed been buddies over the years. But at the moment, two of the biggest guns in aviation are lined up on opposite sides of one of Washington's biggest policy fights. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
Big companies tend to get their way in Congress because opponents are usually weak. Wall Street versus Main Street, cable companies against subscribers. Those aren't real matches. That's like Mike Tyson fighting your Uncle Stewart. But Boeing versus Delta, that's a fight.
I have about 100 Delta employees here with me that have my back today.
That's Delta CEO Richard Anderson testifying on the Hill, flanked by uniformed pilots and flight attendants.
I'm here to talk about their jobs, because the Ex-Im Bank takes their jobs.
Anderson's talking about the Export-Import Bank, and he's angry because Boeing has long gotten what it wants from the bank, which, among other things, uses American tax money to help foreign airlines buy Boeing planes. And those are Delta's competitors. The airline doesn't like the idea of American money going to them.
It puts a face on the usually unseen victims of these government deals.
Veronica de Rigi is senior fellow at the Mercatus Center and thinks of the Ex-Im Bank as corporate welfare. In aviation or any industry, when equally powerful companies face off, the outcome's hard to predict. Totally different than when a whole industry goes up against a set of regulations. Tom Tacker is an economics professor at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
I think it's a big deal, and it does make it more interesting.
It also puts the debate in the public eye. That matters, says UNC political scientist Frank Baumgartner.
And the fights that aren't fair, nobody even knows about them. They're done within the boardrooms or the committee rooms without any fanfare, and the status quo remains what it is.
But with Delta in the ring and skeptics in Congress, Boeing's long and cushy ride with the Ex-Im Bank is hitting unusual turbulence. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.